For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Back into the season, two openings last night and tonight, Anthony. Well, let's talk about last night. The play, Alan Ayckbourn, a prolific playwright.
Oh, I think over 70 plays to his credit, a great British playwright who frequently does not get the respect he deserves, maybe because he's so prolific, but he's written on plays like the Norman Conquest trilogy, Absurd Person Singular, Man of the Moment, but these are all plays that we would have seen locally. And this one, Snake in the Grass, which Red Thread Theater is doing. They perform...
They're in the Marie Mayday Theater over on the Canisius College campus.
Yes, yes.
It's an all-woman production. Company.
Yes, it is a group of women who work frequently with other companies who came together, I believe, to be able to produce what they want. And Eileen Dugan, part of the group, Pamela Rose Mangus performing with them frequently, Josephine Hogan.
I noticed she's not in the cast. What's going on?
She's in rehearsal for Lion in Winter, which opens next week at the Irish Classical. So that's what she's up to. So no Josephine this time. And the play, Ayckbourn, it's part of a trilogy of plays about haunted people. And in this play, two sisters reunite after the death of their abusive father. And we quickly realize that Daddy may not have been allowed to die quite entirely of natural causes and perhaps deserved that. But there is a caretaker companion who knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. And so family intrigues in this play with three characters done in three scenes, all in the garden of the family house.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned all in the garden because, as I understand it, Alan Ayckbourn likes to do that. Use the same space, but for multiple scenes, just as Gurney does.
And you mentioned Gurney because also the other play is an A.R. Gurney play over at the Cavanocchi, opening family furniture. But the two playwrights share, in addition to being astonishingly prolific, a propensity for bold theatrical gestures like that. And Gurney in the dining room is, you know, great play, The Dining Room. It is one space that represents a huge succession of dining rooms. And Ayckbourn likes that kind of thing as well, to have one space, to have lots of doubling of characters that I think both writers are distinctly writers for the theater. You do not expect to find them in the movies. You do not expect to find them on television. You do expect to find them on the stage.
But the other thing with Gurney is maybe not a lot happens in front of you, but there's so much happening everywhere else.
I think that matches nicely with the social set he writes about. Gurney is very well known, they say, about writing about the WASP experience, but writing about patrician Buffalo of the 1940s and 50s. The characters are obsessed with what has happened off stage, obsessed with the drama churning beneath the surface that we're not allowed to talk about. And in Family Furniture, it is the possibility that mother may be engaged in a marital infidelity. And everybody suspects it. All the evidence is pointing in that direction. But we don't dare bring this out into the open. And Gurney looks through the lens of the two children of this couple, Lisa Ludwig playing Claire, the wife. Off-Broadway, it was Carolyn McCormick, who was just astonishing in the part, just gracious and charismatic as possible, while this huge drama is unfolding off stage, about which she never, until one pivotal moment, will speak. And so in that sense, there's a touch of Chekhov to this, where we're concerned about the indirect action, what has happened off stage, but not what's happening on. But it creates a riveting moment in the theater because we become very involved with these characters. We feel very, very close to them and intrigued about what is going to happen and how this is going to play out, because these are characters in a drama who are not prone to drama. And that's sort of the magic of A.R. Gurney.
A.R. Gurney, Family Furniture, opens tonight at the Cavanocchi and runs through February 1st. Alan Ayckbourn's Snake in the Grass opened last night at the Red Thread Theater. They're on the Canisius College campus these days, and they also run to February 1st. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.